Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 11 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of March 9th through March 15th in the great American Old West? March 9th, 1916. Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa sends Generals Nicolas Fernandez, Pablo Lopez, and Colonels Francisco Beltran and Candelario Cervantes into the United States, leading some 500 Mexican troops against Columbus, New Mexico. 10 citizens are killed, part of the community burned, and the U.S. 13th Cavalry Regiment takes a number of casualties defending the city. The Mexicans immediately retreat back into Mexico, and the U.S. is outraged. March 10, 1853, led by Colonel Jose Maria Carrasco, 400 Mexican troops from Sonora attack an Apache camp near Llanos while the men are in town trading. Among the dead in the massacre are Goathle's mother, his beloved wife Alope, and their three young children. He will lose count of the Mexicans he kills over the next 30-plus years in revenge for this crime. Mexican soldiers calling on Saint Jerome, Hieronimo, as he slew them in battle, are thought to be the origin of his name, Geronimo. March 11, 1852. Canton, New York sees the passing of Lou Rogers, Annie LaCosta Rogers, a cartoonist, illustrator, writer, radio host, and children's author, a prominent figure in the women's movement from 1908 to about 1940. Although her activities and publications took place in the East, the movement she supported had a strong influence throughout the West. Her excellent cartoons appeared in the New York Call, a socialist daily, 1908 to 1923, Judge Magazine, a humor magazine, 1881 to 1947, The Modern Woman, a suffragette publication, 1912 to 1914, Women's Journal, 1870 to 1931, and numerous others. This lady's story is way too large for the Old West Daily Reader. Look her up and see how it was done. Tip your hat. March 12, 1864. Charles Young was born a slave in Maize Lick, Kentucky, but grew up free because his father escaped to Ohio and served in the 5th Regiment of the Colored Artillery, Heavy, thus earning freedom for his family. The family later migrated to Ripley, Kentucky, where Young graduated at the top of his high school class in a white school because that's what there was. Young was to successfully compete for a West Point selection and would enter the academy in 1883. March 13, 1909. General William J. Palmer, dead at 72 years in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Brevet Brigadier General Medal of Honor, 1862, in the Civil War. Fascinated by railroads in his youth, he began helping build railroads before the war and continued with the Kansas Pacific in 1867, the line completing from Kansas City, Missouri to Denver, Colorado in 1870. Later, in Colorado with English partner Dr. William Bell, he would found the building of the largest network of railroad. Of a narrow gauge railroad that's 3 feet wide, railroads in the U.S. They opened up ranching country, timber resources, mine production, built a steel mill in Pueblo, Colorado to facilitate the project. The Denver and Rio Grande Western Railroad lives on today as two tourist railroads, automobile roads, and the mainline Union Pacific Railroad, now standard gauge in Colorado, and other western states. Founder of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and a benefactor of numerous institutions. Tip your hat. March 14, 1876. Brothers Bob Print and Thomas Jefferson J. Olive make a contribution to dealing with rustlers around Williamson, Texas. James H. Crow and Turk Turner are found nicely bundled in the green hides of the beeves they were discovered butchering. The olive brand on each hide prominently displayed. The death of skins indicated a clear warning to others with a sticky loop. For them as don't know, those skins shrink quite a bit in the sun. March 15, 1881, an attempt is made to rob the Kinnear stage near Drew Station, Arizona. Driver Bud Philpott and miner Peter Roerig are killed. Messenger Bob Paul wounds one of the bandits, Leonard, and eventually stops the runaway team. Luther King is arrested by the pursuing posse and identifies the bandits as Bill Leonard, Harry Head, and Jim Crane, but then is soon allowed to escape by Behan Undersheriff Harry Woods. Later, Sheriff Behan is almost able to brain Doc Holliday for the incident. Well, this is program 11 for 2019. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.